Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. It is one of Detroit's jewels. It's one of my favorite places to go. One of my favorite places I've taken my daughter, especially when she was younger, is the Detroit Zoo. And we're talking with Marissa Ratzenberger, Public Event Supervisor for the Detroit Zoological Society. Marissa, thank you so much for joining us here in It's Your Community.
Thanks so much for having me, Vanessa.
Like, it's one of the best signs of spring is when we start talking about the zoo. I know there's stuff going on at the zoo all year, but honestly, like as soon as the spring starts coming, it's like, yes, the zoo is one of my favorite places to go. So are you guys all geared up for the spring summer season?
Yeah, we are very excited. There's a lot of really exciting things coming up. And you know, you can just feel the energy of the zoo getting ready for that season.
So I know we're just coming off of an annual event, Bunnyville, at the Detroit Zoo, a place that an event that I would take my daughter to for a few years when she was younger. So just kind of give us an overview. I know it just recently passed, but give us an overview of Bunnyville.
Yeah, so Bunnyville is our annual springtime celebration. It's kind of like the zoo's opening day. It really opens up that spring and summer season and gets everyone kind of back into the swing of things, coming to the zoo. People who might not have visited the zoo all winter are coming back. So it's really a fun time to see families and guests come back to the zoo and celebrate springtime and the species that are emerging in the spring. It's a really fun time.
Typically, how many people I know it's hard to gauge because we went through the pandemic, but typically how many kids usually attend Bunnyville?
Yeah, so the funny thing about the zoo is that attendance is so dependent on weather. We had beautiful Bunnyvilles, we've had snowstorms, so it just kind of depends.
Yeah. We are in Michigan, Marissa, so we have to go with the weather flow. Another event that you have is the Green Fest and e-recycling weekend, April 15th and 16th. So tell us a little bit about this event.
Yeah, so we're super excited for Green Fest and e-recycling. Both of those events are held on April 15th and 16th. Green Fest is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and e-recycling is from 9 a.m. to noon. And both of these events are really just a way for us to extend our sustainability mission into the community and share what we are doing as well as what our community is doing to further environmental stewardship. Green Fest itself kind of falls around our Earth Day. It's a big celebration and a festival with a lot of activities for guests to take part in. We have green food trucks and highlighting green menu items at our concessions at the zoo. We also have a marketplace shopping experience where local vendors come in and sell green products for people to take home, which is super exciting. We do also have a lot of education stations, both from our education department at the zoo and also from local environmental organizations that are coming in. So it's a really great way for the community to come together. And then at our e-recycling event, it's a way for community members to bring their electronic devices. Instead of them going to landfills, they can recycle them right at the zoo. So they can bring items like printers, computers, holiday lights, DVD players. And something that we're really excited to collect are cell phones and tablets, which help to support our Gorillas on the Line campaign.
Oh, I love that because, you know, I'm sure people listening, and I'm one of them, you know, we have these old, you know, technology evolves so quickly, Marissa. So we're upgrading our phones, upgrading our computers, upgrading our printers. And this is such an important thing to do for the environment. So what a great weekend, what a great idea. So how do these events continue to support environmental sustainability? I mean, is this something that is new to the zoo or you've been doing these types of environmental events for a while?
Yeah, so environmental sustainability is a huge part of our mission at the Detroit Zoological Society. Green Fest has been around for quite a few years, as well as e-recycling, and we just try every year to build on what we've done in the past, bring in more organizations or, you know, provide more educational programming around those events. So it's something that we've been doing, and we are very excited to continue doing and to continue bringing the community to join us in that mission.
So how does that work, April 15th and 16th? Do we just show up or just kind of give us the logistical stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So GreenFest is free with zoo admission, which means it's free for members. So it's not a specific ticketed event. So it's a part of your normal day at the zoo. But something that we're really excited about with the e-recycling event is that when you come to bring an electronic device to recycle, you do receive a one admission ticket to the zoo. So you can go ahead and turn around from recycling your device to head right back into the zoo and use that admission ticket for GreenFest. But if you are not able to attend GreenFest, that is totally fine. That ticket that you receive at the e-recycling event is good until the end of the year.
Oh, that's great. And they could bring any kind of electronic, correct? Just like computers, phones, faxes, if they have them. You know what I found the other day, Marissa, cleaning out? I was doing some early spring cleaning, and I found an old cassette player when I was full-time in radio.
Wow.
So I was like, I don't know if I want to give that up. I'm a little nostalgic about that. But like those kinds of things, all kinds of electronics.
Yes. Yeah. It's really awesome. The way, you know, it kind of is that spring cleaning feel, right? So you can bring, those devices that you find to the zoo. And you know, you get to learn about that at the zoo too, you know, what can be recycled, how it's recycled. We have some, and then you can go right into GreenFest and continue to learn more, but yes, you can bring any type of device in, and it can be recycled here at the zoo.
So do you guys just collect them in bins, and what happens to them after you guys collect them?
Yeah, so we, it's a really cool event. A lot of our volunteers and we get some staff participation in kind of emptying people's cars, and we put them on pallets and in large cardboard boxes called Gaylords. And then those, with the partner that we partner with during this event, they get to take those back to their recycling center and recycle them.
Okay. Okay, great. We're talking with Marissa Ratzenberger, public events supervisor for the Detroit Zoological Society. And spring is upon us, and they have a lot of spring events going on, and we want to share them all with you. Another very popular event that's been around for a while now is the Zoo Brew. So tell us about that.
Yeah, we get really excited for these events. So Zoo Brew is the first event in our After Hours 21 Plus series. So Zoo Brew kicks off on May 19th from 6 to 10 p.m. And it features mostly beer in the name Zoo Brew. So it's mostly beer, but there is something for everybody. We do also bring in selections of seltzers and wine and cider. But we get really excited for this, and we try to feature as much local, Michigan beer as possible. So it's exciting to bring those partners in.
So how long have you guys been, tailoring events to like the 21 and older crowd?
Yeah. So, I'm not exactly sure on the exact number of years. Yeah. Zoo Brew has been around for a bit. This past year, was the first time that we did the 21 plus series. So Zoo Brew is the first, and then we have Summer Sips on July 28th, Spooky Spirits on October 13th, and Polar Beers on December 7th. Polar Beers has been around for a while as well, but it's just such a fun atmosphere. You know, is it just a tasting event, but you get to come enjoy those selections while going through the zoo. The whole zoo is open for part of the event, you know, until twilight, so you can take that selection with you and then go look at the grizzly bears or something like that. So it's just a fun time, a unique space to see the zoo.
So at twilight, what happens? Where does everybody end up converging or culminating at? Where do they go?
Yeah, so the back of the zoo does close at twilight, and then everyone kind of gathers more around our main footprint. So around the fountain and our events pavilion, where we have entertainment and some more selections. So those selections go throughout the whole zoo. So the night does not end at twilight. We keep going, but it's just a time for everyone to kind of push forward towards the front of the zoo.
You know, it sounds like it'd be an interesting, you know, fun either date night or networking event or a great way to meet new people. I mean, what's been the reaction to the crowd? I mean, it's kind of what, all of the above type of thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's very fun. You know, it's a great date night. You know, we see groups of young people come out, but we also see, people with grandparents that are there, or, you know, those those adults that are of drinking age now that bring their grandparents or their parents. It's a really large variety of attendees, which makes it really fun. And everyone just has such a great time and there's something for everyone there.
So if people are interested in Zoo Brew, which is May 19th, how do they get tickets? What do they need to do?
Yeah, so they would go to our website, DetroitZoo.org. Those tickets will be available there. You can purchase them for Zoo Brew specifically. Then we also do have our After Hours 21 Plus event series, which then you can purchase a ticket for each one of our events. And I do also want to mention too, if you want to go to these events, but you don't want to partake in the alcoholic beverages, we do also have designated driver tickets, both for general admission DD ticket, as well as a VIP DD ticket. We have different DD stations around the zoo that are at our concessions with soft drinks, unlimited soft drinks and lemonade and iced tea and drinks like that. But then we also do try to bring in non-alcoholic beer and other types of options just to mix it up and really try to include everyone in our event.
I love that idea because, you know, some people may not be big beer drinkers, but they do want to go out and hang out with some friends and have fun. And I really think it's important that you have that designated driver person too.
Yes.
And really encourage that. That's really important.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's something there for everyone.
So, Marissa, obviously the weather is dependent on the big crowds too. What kind of crowds you get? I mean, I guess it has a lot to do with too, with the size of the crowds end up at these events.
Yeah, so we try to shoot for roughly around 3,000. So we have about 350 VIP ticket ranges, and then the rest is general admission. And so everyone can, they're not time tickets either. So everyone can come in as they choose. But yes, it's roughly around 3,000.
Wow, that's a big crowd. So when you say 350 VIP, what comes in the VIP package?
Yeah, so all the features of general admission. So you get those punches for your tasting and admission to the zoo. You do also get two additional beer tasting punches. We have a VIP lounge, which this year is going to be located in our main picnic grove, which is right past the Wildlife Interpretive Gallery before you reach the otter habitat. So we'll have a tent there with some exclusive food options. And some exclusive drink options as well. And then we get really excited. Zoo Brew last year, we brought in some posters that have the Zoo Brew logo on them. And we're going to bring those back again. And they're actually made from repurposed wood. So that also we get support our mission in all the events that we do. And we try to find elements of the event to really highlight those missions. And so our sustainability mission is highlighted in that repurposed poster.
So is there also entertainment? Is there like music, a band? I mean, is there dancing or?
Yeah. Yep. So we bring in entertainment for these events and for all of our events as well. But for Zoo Brew, we do have a main stage band where they perform over by our events pavilion. So that is a place where, and we've noticed too, it's so fun at the end of the night, everyone kind of, you know, congregates over there and has a good time. There's dancing and everyone is just really excited to be there. And then we also have some other entertainment pieces, you know, around someone performing on the fountain. And so, yeah. And we also have photo opportunities as well, which is everyone's favorite. So we get really excited to create those. So we have, you know, our photo frame on the Rackham Memorial Fountain. And we're also looking forward to trying to create some unique spots to take those photos.
We're talking about the Detroit Zoo today here on It's Your Community. Marissa Ratzenberger is a public event supervisor for the Detroit Zoological Society. They have a lot of things coming up this spring season and going into the summer season. So you can find out more. And it's for all ages, from our young kids from Bunnyville to the Zoo Brew for adults. Do you check ID at the door? Is that how it works for people that purchase the tickets to participate in the actual alcohol beverages?
Yes. Yep. So IDs are checked on the way in before entry to the zoo. So that's taken care of right as you arrive.
So let's talk about Brick. Is it Brick Live May 27th to September 4th? What is that?
Yeah. So Brick Live, as you said, running late May through early September. It is a super fun area featuring structures Animal structures, nature structures that people get to kind of walk through. It's a really immersive experience. And those tickets and some more information about that too will be launching soon.
So how does BRIC Live support the Detroit Zoological Society's mission?
Yeah, so all of our events, when you come to an event at the zoo, you are directly supporting our mission. So your admission ticket goes directly to the work that we do every day to celebrate and save wildlife and wild places. We get really excited to bring people into the zoo. Not only does your admission help to support us, but also people's interaction with everything that we're doing during our events, like our Green Fest event, we have education stations around where people can interact and learn more about what they can do. Same goes for most of our events too. You know, we have habitat chats, which people get really excited about to hear from our animal care staff about the animals that live at the zoo and their wild counterparts in the wild around the world. So really just coming to visit the zoo, you're directly supporting us and learning more, and the way that people kind of interact with that mission directly supports the work that we do.
So I want to talk a little bit more in general terms about the zoo, since we went over all these events, and I know you focus on public events, particularly at the zoo, but I want to get into just general admissions, people attending the zoo. But is there anything else that you want to answer that I didn't ask you about, either Green Fest, recycling, Zoo Brew, or BRIC Live?
Sure. Yeah. So, we try to theme our events, which kind of shakes it up every year. And we're really trying to find some meaningful, some theming, specifically Green Fest and Zoo Brew have some really exciting themes. So for Green Fest, this year, the 2023 theme is In With The Old, which is kind of a fun play on words and is a nod to all things repurposed, recycled, and shared. So that theme is focusing on conserving natural resources by turning old materials into new products. So not only is that something that we can do at home with upcycled things or, adding something fun to your garden that used to be a different type of object, but it's also something that organizations in our community are doing, so we can learn more about what they do. And those organizations will be present at Green Fest. So it's kind of a fun full circle moment. And then, it continues on when you learn and you get to act on what you learned. So that's something that's really fun. And a lot of the organizations that are coming to Green Fest have that type of mission involved. And then we do Zoo Brew on May 19th. The theme this year is Show Your Stripes. So we are highlighting the Grevy's Zebra Trust and our work that we do with them. We support that organization to help support that species in the wild. So we're looking forward to people showing their stripes, quite literally, wearing some sort of striped, whether it is zebra stripe or just pinstripe shirts or, an outfit. We're excited to get people involved in that. Not only will they get to learn more about the work that we do as an organization to support that species in the wild, but they can, have a little fun with the theme as well.
I love that. And people who want to, so you can buy general tickets to these events and you can buy general admission, but if you become a member of the Detroit Zoological Society, what does that entail exactly? If you pay, is it a yearly due or how does that work?
Yeah, so we have membership categories. And if anyone is interested in learning more, all of that information about those ticket structures and all of that is online. But that membership, we love our members and we get to know our members and they directly support our mission with that annual membership. And so we are really grateful for them. So that is something that once you pay for that membership, then you can get into the zoo using your card. The membership, especially depending on the category, really pays for itself in two visits. So it's super worth it, especially if you're a regular visitor to the zoo. And you do get perks as well. Not only do you receive, discounts within the zoo, but depending on events, we have member pre-sales. So members can kind of jump on those tickets early, or we have member discounts on tickets so that they can get a little bit of a discounted rate. And again, that kind of depends on the event, but there definitely are perks to that membership. And we are just so grateful for that support.
Do you have like family memberships or is it individual?
So we have both. It's a wide range. So we've kind of changed over the last couple of years, have changed our membership structures to try to be more inclusive on family structures. So we have a family membership for those that would be coming in with a family, with children, or other members of a family. And then we do also have individual tickets. So if you are looking to visit the zoo on your own or with a guest, every time that you come, there are options for that. And then there are options again for larger families as well.
You know, and I know when my daughter was younger in grade school, you know, they did the annual field trip to the zoo. I think it was like in fifth grade or something. I mean, are the school field trips going on? And as we head into the summer months, can people do church group field trips or camp field trips, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we do school groups for the majority of the year. We have a lot of school groups. We'll be kicking off in the spring too with a little bit busier of a season with that. So it's really fun to watch those groups come through the zoo and get to learn about the animals and to interact with our staff. And then we do also have group sales. So discounted tickets on groups of 20 or more that people can purchase through us as well. If you're looking to come with a larger group, we do, if you're looking to host some sort of, you know, corporate event or an outing, we do also have private events that you can, you know, we have picnics or we even have something that's super exciting called Private Zoo Evening, where people actually get to kind of rent out the zoo for the night. And is a really unique way to see the zoo.
You know, I know people have had, like you said, corporate events. I know weddings have been there, mm-hmm. Team building sessions. So if people are listening and they want to create their own, maybe team building workshop or have, some kind of fundraising gala there, they could, that's all available for rent at the zoo.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have a lot of super unique venues too. I mean, it's at the zoo, so it's super exciting. And all of that information is found at DetroitZoo.org online. If you go to our private events page, all of that information, you can find more. There's a lot of varieties of ways that your group can enjoy your time at the zoo.
Let me ask you this. If somebody does want to have a private event, will there be a person walking them through it? Like if they sign up to want to have an event, there's somebody to help coordinate and all that for like catering and all that. Okay.
So for a lot of those private events, catering is definitely an option, and we have a really wonderful catering partner. And so we have a really special private event staff as well that is super helpful and really knowledgeable about those events at the zoo. So they are there to answer any questions that the group may have and to kind of tailor that event exactly to your group.
And for people just listening and they want to take their kids, maybe they have four or five families, they have a more of a group of 20. Do you, you know, is there like a list of food vendors? Can they bring in their own food if they want to spend the day there? I mean, how does that work? Like, how do you help families like even plan a day at the zoo? Is there instructions on the website or that kind of thing?
Yeah. So we have a lot of updates on our website. We also have Today at the Zoo on the website, which kind of goes through, you know, the hours, what to expect, what attractions are open. Right on our homepage on our website, it kind of shows the updates, you know, if there's some areas that are under construction or, you know, when the train opens for the season. It has all of that information to help people prepare. We do also have the list of all of our concessions and restaurants that are present at the zoo. Those are all listed on the website too, and provide some more information about the selections they can find there. So yes, it's all of that information is right on our website and can navigate through those tabs.
We're talking with Marissa Ratzenberger, Public Events Supervisor for the Detroit Zoological Society. It is an exciting time at the zoo. Spring, summer season is upon us and there's so much going on. You can go to their website to find out more. What else do you want to share, Marissa, with our listeners here on It's Your Community that I didn't ask you?
Yeah, so we have a super exciting event season coming up. We touched briefly on our Green Fest event and the e-recycling event. They're happening that same weekend, April 15th and 16th of this year. We also have Zoo Brew coming up on May 19th. We encourage everyone to keep an eye on our website and our social media platforms as well. Our website's DetroitZoo.org. We have a Facebook. We have a TikTok, which is really exciting to watch. for animal updates as well. But yeah,
that would be fun to watch the animals on TikTok. I'm going to follow you guys on TikTok.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of really exciting events. And so we touched on Zoo Brew, which is the first of our 21 plus series. But those other tickets, you know, we launch our events through the year. So tickets will kind of go on sale gradually for those other events that will be on sale. But yeah, we're really excited, especially about that 21 plus event series. We learned a lot about it last year. People had a lot of fun and we got a lot of great feedback. We really look forward to the feedback that people provide us either on our social media platforms, on posts about the event, or we do post-event surveys. So we really do value that feedback and we try to take as much of that into the following events as we can. So, you know, looking into Summer Sips and Spooky Spirits, we're really excited to launch those events too and to get people back into the zoo for those.
You know, and the fact that Zoo Brew, these 21 and plus events, like 3,000 people, there's great opportunity. What a great event to just network and meet new people and have a lot of fun. Do you guys also have a newsletter, Marissa, that people could sign up for and get updated on a regular basis?
Yeah. So if you go to our website, DetroitZoo.org, and scroll down, there is an area to insert your email, and then you can get periodic updates from us, you know, about animal news or upcoming events and educational programs that we have, it's our Zmail list. So we get a lot of our information that we share goes through that. We do also, I would encourage people to follow our social media pages. A lot of our updates come on our Facebook page. We also have an Instagram. We not only highlight certain news that are coming up, but you know, if we have a lot of really wonderful photos that we get to share of the animals that live at the zoo. And then we do also have a blog, which is kind of a longer version of some of those posts. And you get to learn a lot about the work that we do at the Detroit Zoological Society. That is a part of our mission, you know, animal welfare, sustainability, conservation, and education. We get to really dive deep into those topics and learn specifically about the projects at the zoo.
Marissa Ratzenberger, Public Events Supervisor for the Detroit Zoological Society, thank you so much for joining us here on It's Your Community.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Any questions, comments, show topics you want us to get to, you can reach out to me, Vanessa Denha Garmo, in many different ways. You can first go to my website, Epiphany Communications and Coaching. You can private message me there, info@epiphanyccc.com. Or you can go to any of my social media platforms. We have Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook, or find me, Vanessa, on Instagram, Twitter, and on LinkedIn. As always, we remind you to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.